leaders. The $650 billion binge. Creative destruction in the entertainment business has had blockbuster results.
America has seen some spectacular investment booms. Think of the railways in the 1860s, Detroit's car industry in the 1940s, or the fracking frenzy in this century. Today, the latest bonanza is in full swing, but instead of steel and sand, it involves scripts, sounds, screens, and celebrities. This week, Disney launched a streaming service which offers Star Wars and other hits from its vast catalogue for $6.99 a month, less than the cost of a DVD. As the business model pioneered by Netflix is copied by dozens of rivals, over 700 million subscribers are now streaming video across the planet. Roughly as much cash, over $100 billion this year, is being invested in content as it is in America's oil industry. In total, the entertainment business has spent at least $650 billion on acquisitions and programming in the past 5 years. This binge is the culmination of 20 years of creative destruction. New technologies and ideas have shaken up music, gaming, and now television. Today, many people associate economic change with deteriorating living standards, job losses, being ripped off, or living under virtual monopolies in search and social networks. But this business blockbuster is a reminder that dynamic markets can benefit consumers with lower prices and better quality. Government has so far had little to do with the boom, but when it inevitably peaks, the state will have a part to play by ensuring that the market stays open and vibrant.